Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. We've got the week that was, the week that will be in area sports as we gear up for the 2025-2026 school year. On paper, it looks like a big show. We've got pieces of everything coming your direction today. Golf, football, cross country, soccer, tennis, volleyball, the wrap-up of summer sports. And we've got our brand new segment with our friends over at OSF Healthcare today, talking about sports and wellness, or health and wellness, sports and fitness edition as well. It's exciting because, you know, we're just around the corner from our own football broadcast season, and that kicks off in 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks now, 13 days, with our trip to Georgetown. See Georgetown Ridge Farm. Crispin Buffaloes hosting the Watseka Warriors Friday, August 29th. And that game will be on WITY. We'll get into our football schedule a little bit later on, talking about what you can anticipate. If you missed the show last week when we unveiled the schedule, and we'll talk a little bit about what you can expect this upcoming season on Friday nights here from us. But we're going to dive in here in just a moment. We'll give some love to our sponsors here at WITY for supporting our sports program. They are, of course, our presenting sponsor, ServPro of Vermilion County. ServPro of Vermilion County, like it never even happened. Call them for any of your necessitating cleanup needs. Our good friends over at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best in Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. Our good buddy, Dustin Ehler, Country Financial Agent out in Fairmount. He's getting ready to open a brand new facility out there. News of that will be coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Get ready to make that transition. But make sure that you head over to Dustin for any of your insurance needs. We've got our good friends at Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find hardware items and some that isn't really hardware, but maybe a little more on the fun side. Visit Latos Hardware. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. And our good friend over at OSF Healthcare, osfhealthcare.org. Of course, from anything to OSF On Call all the way up to preferred care, cancer care, some of those great healthcare services. Make sure that you reach out to OSF. We've got a couple programming notes that we want to make you aware of that we're going to be out on the road here next couple of weeks. So going to be courtesy of Roofing Dog Mobile Studios next Saturday from Rantoul, where the Half Century of Progress show is going on. So we'll be up there for that. So make sure you come out and see us there at Half Century of Progress. And then the following week, we make the trek up to Hoopston for the National Sweet Corn Festival. So we will be on the road the next couple of weeks as part of our broadcast, and we'll be glad to bring it to you. You know, there again, sports doesn't stop, neither do we. That doesn't seem like it anyway. So let's dive in here to what we've got here started already. And, of course, golf really in full swing, no pun intended, or maybe all puns intended. For Indiana golf, we're almost halfway through their season already. They start at the beginning of the month. They have a little heavier schedule towards August. And then, of course, they start winding down here middle of September. So we're at least it feels like it's halfway through the season. I guess we're only halfway through August, but timeline-wise, you know, I'm a little off. But we did see that boys and girls golf on the Illinois side fired up this week. Let's start off with the boys' action here. The Bring 5 scramble for Oakwood happened on Thursday evening. A big showing, 16 teams going at it. And it was a tight one there at the top. The Urbana winning by one stroke. They shot a 58. Arcola placed second with a 59. St. Thomas More third with 61. Everybody else, they're just, I mean, it was kind of bunched up together. Everybody shot between 58 and 76 of the 16 teams, which is kind of what you expect, I think, here probably towards the beginning of the season. But the bigger thing here, and I've discussed it with a lot of the athletic directors, I've even discussed it with a couple of the coaches, is the uprising in the amount of golf teams that have popped up. A lot of smaller schools now starting to field golf teams. My golf schedule, it was very rare that I ever had a situation where I've had two pages of golf to talk about on this show. That's happened today, and we're not even in the full thickness of the season here yet. We still got we just had Illinois side just fire off here, but some of the discussion was, and one of the coaches really sold it to me well. He's like, you're not having to worry about ACL injuries, you're not having to worry about some of those sprains and strains, you're not buying a lot of it. I mean, you have golf clubs, but you know, other than that, you don't really have to worry about excessive equipment other than in golf. And of course, golf can be a pretty expensive activity, you know, whenever it's said and done, but it doesn't require you to run. You can play it into later in life. And we're seeing more of the youth out there picking up golf clubs and going at it and having fun. And the nice thing about that too is that you've got so many great courses here in the area for them to challenge them and to participate in, both of the 9-hole and the 18-hole varieties. So that's been one of the things that really has, I guess, sold me on the fact that, you know, there's a little bit more longevity. And with you're starting to see some of these athletes that are playing multiple sports, it's an easy sport for you to have that flexibility to pick up. And if you're looking to, let's say, play golf and run cross country, or if you're looking to participate in golf, and if you're a female athlete, participate in golf and participate in volleyball, you can. You're going to dictate a primary sport, obviously, and then a secondary sport, but you can do well enough to participate. We're starting to see some of the better athletes that are doing that make it deep into the postseason in multiple sports at the same time. I think golf allows an athlete to do that without necessarily putting a lot of time and strain on their body that maybe one of the other sports would have. And that has been a boon to building the sport. I mean, we're talking Armstrong Potomac has golf now. Unity just mentioned that I talked with their coach. They brought back boys golf for the first time since 1993. They never had girls golf before, but the interest is there. And some of these smaller schools, even some co-ops, we see Chrisman and Georgetown Ridge Farm co-oping for golf. So that's what's popping up here. And so you can anticipate golf having a little bit bigger picture of our show each week to talk a little bit about where these teams are going, who they're playing, and to get excited, have another sport to get excited and to show your school support for. But while we're going to see this really kind of take hold here in this year one for a lot of schools and of this expansion, is you're going to see the teams that have had it together for a while and the teams that are fledgling and starting out. And certainly you got to have a starting point. You have to have a baseline somewhere. And we're going to see that here year one, possibly even into year two. I think by year three, you're going to see some of these smaller schools have some really good golfers, have some athletes that have it together as they continue their game. A lot of these athletes just picking up golf clubs for the first time here, possibly this summer, in anticipation for this. So very exciting time for some of these schools as they try to figure out some sports where some of these other sports are condensing and contracting. We see, you know, consolidations and cooperations. more so cooperations of sports, some of these other areas, whether it be football, or whether it be like in the spring with softball or with soccer, with wrestling, golf, you need four players to have a team. And you can do it individually too, which is really nice. So it's kind of has that more of a cross-country setup where even if you don't have a full team, you could still represent by having your golfers go up, show up on the course, and be able to make a state run in the postseason. So that Bring Five Scramble on Thursday, primarily boys teams. Some of them did have female participants on those teams if you have a co-ed team. So that was counted in there as well. But Urbana shooting a 58. You had Arcola a stroke behind. St. Thomas More three strokes behind. St. Joe Ogden placed fourth. Then the rest of the field, BHRA, Salt Fork. You had Westville, Villa Grove tied for sixth. Iroquois West 9th, Oakwood 10th, Armstrong Potomac and Chrisman Georgetown Ridge Farm tied for 11th, Hoopston Area 13th, Heritage 14th, Watsika 15th, and GCMS 16th. So there again, just that laundry list right there, where about maybe a third, between a third and a half of those teams had participated and had strong programs here last year. Or even had teams last year. Now you start seeing some of these other programs pop up. It's going to be an exciting time for folks hitting the links in this area. And then the other thing, too, we just talked about at the top of the program, these programs, these golf programs start in August. So by the time that some of these other sports are starting late August, half the season is done. So you already have 2 to 3, 4 weeks of competition in the bag. You're starting to wind up by late September. It's Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson type of planning here, in which an athlete can have two sports that isn't coinciding fully within the confines of the same timeline here. You stagger them a little bit, and that allows an athlete to participate in the majority of the golf season, and then in the majority of one of the other fall sports. Triangular meet, you had Monticello shooting a 162, Tuscola 185, Unity 202. That was, I believe, 18 holes there. Should have been. That Bring Five Scramble is a nine-hole tournament there. Randhul PBL co-oping for golf this year. Their meet at Muhammad Seymour was canceled. We did have girls action as well for Monticello, Tuscola, Unity. We'll get to that here in a moment. Last night, the Central Invite was canceled for boys. Danville, Rantoul, PBL, St. Joe Ogden, Unity all supposed to have been part of that. This morning, PHRA Open Drive Invite going on. This was supposed to be billed as the opener for the Vermilion Valley Conference golf season, so to speak. Chrisman, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Armstrong, Potomac, Hoopston Area, Iroquois West, Milford, Oakwood, Salt Fork, Schlarman, Watsika, and Westville all part of that today. This week you have Armstrong, Potomac, and Heritage heading to Villa Grove, Urbana Tiger Kickoff Classic featuring BHRA, Danville, Oakwood, PBL, Rantoul PBL, St. Joe Ogden, and Unity. You have Donovan hosting Hoopston Area, St. Ann, and Sista Park. Paris will be at the Robinson Invite. BHRA and AP at Danville, Sista Park at Salt Fork at Milford, Paris at Casey Westfield on Tuesday. Wednesday, Iroquois West hosts Watsika and Beecher. St. Joe Ogden is at Oakwood. Paris Unity both head to Arcola. Tri-County and Heritage are at Fisher and Villa Grove's at Meridian. BHRA at GCMS on Thursday. Danville hosts St. Joe Ogden. You'll have Iroquois West, Hoopston Area, Watsika, St. Ann, Donovan all at Milford. You have Schlarman at Blue Ridge, Tri-County and Westville at Fisher, Villa Grove at Okaw Valley, and then Friday, light action with the Rantoul PBL Eagle kickoff. Hoopston area will host GCMS, Westville, and Salt Fork. Turning our attention to the girls' side of action here, and girls on the Indiana side underway. They'll have boys' golf in the spring. Yeah, Lafayette Central Catholic earlier in the week shooting a 188 to knock off Benton Central by 10 strokes. Meet for Atticus and Seeger at North Montgomery canceled, as was Benton Central's match with Harrison. You had North Montgomery shooting a 196, knocking off Covington, who had 213, and South Putt, which had 245. Park Heritage came out with a nice win over Seeger, 199 to 243. You had the girls' meet for the first girls' meet on the Illinois side. Monticello shooting a 188, GCMS 229, Unity 258. Western Boone shot a 175. They defeat Attica, who had a 237, Seeger a 255, and Fountain Central with their three girls not able to post team score. Great individual scores, and we'll get into that as the season goes on here, as we want to make sure we highlight them, despite the fact that they don't have a team score. But they've got three girls that are doing very well here individually in the start of the season. But the winner of that that meet shot a 39 on the nine holes. Terre Haute North had a 210. That was eight strokes better than South Vermilion in their head-to-head last night. Central Invite, of course, we mentioned it with the boys golf. That was canceled today. BHRA opening drive invite for any of the girls' teams and girls' individuals for Chrisman, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Armstrong, Potomac, Hoopston area, Iroquois West, Milford, Oakwood, Salt Fork, Schlarman, Watsika, Westfield, BHRA. This week in girls' golf, Sista Park, St. Ann, and Hoopston area at Donovan, Iroquois West at Manteno, Westville at Blue Ridge. You got Triangular at Benton Central featuring Seeger and South Newton. That was a late add to the schedule. You have Attica hosting Crawfordsville and Park Heritage, Benton Central at Rossville, Riverton Park at South Vermilion all on Monday. Tuesday, Sista Park at Salt Fork at Milford. Rantoul PBL will host GCMS in Clinton. You'll have Bi-County on Tuesday at Seeger, Covington, Fountain Central, Seeger, and Attica part of that. Benton Central hosts Delphi. Big matchup at Shagbark, I believe. Iroquois West will host Beecher, Watsika, and Sista Park. Paris and Unity are at Arcola, Villagrove at Meridian. Of course, Bi-County continues on Thursday. Twin Lakes will host McCutcheon and Benton Central. Then the week rounds out with the Bloomington invite for Rantoul PBL. And then Hoopston area hosts GCMS, Westville, and Salt Fork. That's boys and girls golf action for the week. As I mentioned, that will have a little bigger slice of the pie here as the season goes on. Probably not that big, but it was nice to get you that explanation in there as why you're going to probably hear a little bit more golf action coming up here this fall on WITY's Saturday Sports Connection. Lots of scrimmage this week in football. Last night you had the Attica Jamboree with Fountain Central and North Montgomery getting together there as part of that. And, of course, the nice thing about scrimmages is you get to see some game action without worrying about a score, looking at different scenarios, and it's a great opportunity for these teams to get their Gatorade supply up. That's kind of what we always joked about whenever I was playing football, and to get those scrimmages in, they would have whether it be everyone's got a different name for it. It's the Gator, the sports drink bowl, or to we had I think in Effingham it was the pork bowl. So then the highlight was you sold pork sandwiches, it raised the money, and then the money went back into getting either helping pay defray the cost of some of the sports drinks, bandages, to wraps, to helping some of the lesser fortunate, make sure that they can get the equipment that they need. Back then, the big things were like the knee braces. They were really expensive. I don't know if they've went down in price over the years or not, but it was allowed folks to come out and cheer your team on, and they would do like team introductions, and it was just a good way to kind of break you into the season before the actual games that counted would start. And it also got you some time in to see some of those sophomores and freshmen take the field as well, because you never know. Somebody might sneak in and surprise someone and get themselves a varsity spot. So the Attica Jamboree last night, you had Benton Central at Frankfort, Covington at Indianapolis, Short Ridge, West Vigo at North Vermilion, South Vermilion was at the Northview Jamboree. Delphi at Seeger and Riverton Park Chamber also took place. So hopefully everybody had a good time, and most importantly, hopefully everybody stayed healthy through all that. Now, this upcoming week will start in earnest for high school football, all on the Indiana side. Attica, which was 0-10 last season, looking to improve. They only scored 17 points as an offense last year. They will open with Culver at home on Friday. Benton Central travels to Delphi. Benton Central also 0-10 last year. They did a little better on offense. They had 62 points on the season. Covington was 6-5 last year. They open at home against Tri-County Indiana squad. You have Fountain Central on the road. Fountain Central looking to improve on a 4-6 season a year ago. They travel to Southmont. North Vermilion had a 9-2 season last year. They opened with North Central Farmersburg at home. Park Heritage on the road. They had a 1-9 year. They're at Crawfordsville. Riverton Park had an 8-4 season a year ago. They open at home against Cloverdale. Best team in the area on the Indiana side last year was the Wildcats of South Vermilion. They were 10-1. Gone is their big playmaker, Dominic Garzolini. And they will open on the road down in West Terre Haute to take on West Vigo. And then Seager, which was 3-7 a year ago, they head over to Lafayette to take on Central Catholic. That's what is anticipated this upcoming week for high school football. And again, just 2 weeks away from the Illinois side, they'll have some Illinois scrimmages next week. There again, some of their fundraiser scrimmages where varsity takes on JV, or in some cases, if you have a freshman sophomore, which I think some of the bigger schools may have still. Either way, they'll have some untimed, unscored quarters of action for those fans there. Girls flag football starts this week, and speaking of scrimmages, Danville will have the maroon and white scrimmage. We anticipate second year for Danville girls flag football to hopefully build on the success that they had last year. It was a pretty nice little run to start the year. They got into some tougher competition towards the middle of the year, and then I think overall, if you look at it for what it is, it was a successful campaign, and looking to build on that as girls flag football builds in the state of Illinois. Cross country starts this week. Villa Grove's at Sullivan, Illinois. Then you've got the Hocum-Carum invite at Seager, Park Heritage, North Vermilion, Fountain Central, and Attica, all part of that. You have boys soccer coming up this week, too. We'll dive into that when we come up on the other side of the ABC Sports World break here, as we'll go through boys and girls soccer, boys and girls tennis, and high school volleyball when the Saturday Sports Connection continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of your friends at Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
I'm Jim Basquiat. Let's lead it off with baseball's hottest team as they come back from a huge early deficit.
1-1. Fly ball, left field, back, and gone again for Yelly. The Brewers lead it 9-8 in a game that should be played in the upside down. He's 4-for-4 and has driven in 5.
At 620 WTMJ, Christian Yelich, 2 home runs, 4 hits, 5 knocked in. Brewers overcame a 7-run deficit, down 8-1, win it 10-8, record-tying club record, 13 straight win, matching what they did in 1987. Teoscar Hernandez home run was the difference. Dodgers shaved the Padres 3-2, Clayton Kershaw 6 strong. Career win number 219. L.A. now tied with San Diego first in the NL West. Cal Raleigh hit his major league leading 46th home run, sparked a 5-run seventh with a leadoff double. Mariners set a team record with 9 doubles. Best the Mets 11-9. New York losing for the 14th time in 16 games. O's right-hander Brandon Young entered Friday's start 0-6, 670 career ERA. He had a perfecto for 7 2/3, broken up by Ramon Urias, as the O's win it 7-0. Trevor Story, a walk-off winner. Red Sox 2-1 over the Marlins. Boston's 10th walk-off win of the season. That's most in the bigs. Alejandro Kirk, a 2-run home run in the 7th. Game-deciding 2-run single in the 8th as the Blue Jays come back on the Rangers 6-5. Kyle Schwarber, his 43rd home run, a 3-run swat in the 7th. Phillies beat the Nats 6-2. And from the WNBA, the expansion Golden State Valkyries beat the Chicago Sky 90-59. Their franchise record, 4th straight win. They set the WNBA record for wins by an expansion team already. And there's games to play, getting their 18th W.
A Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000 and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Chad Baker back with you. And we've got to, they're getting a start on a lot of seasons coming up. We'll kind of blow through this as quickly as possible here. Boys soccer starting today. Benton Central Soccer Squad at the Munster Jamboree. It's Munster, M-U-N-S-T-E-R, not the Monster Jamboree, like you might have heard the first time there. Covington will host Greencastle today. Covington also busy this week with three matchups, all at home. Greencastle today, then upcoming up this week, North Montgomery and Faith Christian will make the visit over to see the Trojans at home. Benton Central on the road at Twin Lakes. Not a lot of boys soccer teams. Not everybody on the Indiana side will be represented in boys soccer there again. Illinois side, a little tougher of a draw here, too, with so many teams that are co-opting even for that sport. Girls soccer, you have Benton Central today at the Andrian Jamboree, and then Covington hosting Greencastle today. This week, Covington will host West Vigo, and then they'll travel to Lebanon. Benton Central will host Twin Lakes, and then travel to Crawfordsville. South Vermilion will start their season this week in girls soccer. They are at White River Valley. Boys tennis gets underway this upcoming week. You had a scrimmage a couple days ago for Fountain Central at Lebanon. Today, the Northview kickoff, Park Heritage part of that. You have Benton Central at McCutcheon. Then you have this week, Covington will host West Vigo. They will also host Western Boone a little later in the week. You have Attica hosting Rossville. You have Park Heritage entertaining West Vigo. Seager's had a busy week. They host Tri-County, Indiana, and then they travel to Lafayette Central Catholic a little later in the week. Fountain Central will entertain Crawfordsville, then travel to Frankfort. You have Benton Central hosting Kankakee Valley, and then traveling to Rossville. South Vermilion will entertain Sullivan, Indiana. So girls tennis starts this upcoming week. St. Teresa and St. Joe Ogden over near Decatur. And then Kathy Hopp squad, Danville, hosting the two Belleville teams coming up on Friday, Belleville East and Belleville West, ahead of all their action next Saturday, I believe, over at U of I. I think it's U of I next weekend. I don't have that written down, but we'll double check and make sure that we have that on next week's show. So, high school volleyball for the week. Make sure my page is up here. We had scrimmages this past week on the Indiana side. North Vermilion had South Newton. You had Benton Central hosting Faith Christian, Covington, Greencastle, Seager, and North Montgomery, Fountain Central, and Clinton Central. So today starts in earnest for high school volleyball. Crawfordsville invite for Park Heritage this morning. South Vermilion's at North Putnam today. This week, Benton Central at Tri-County, Indiana, Riverton Park at North Putnam. South Vermilion will host Clay City. You'll have Benton Central hosting Harrison. Covington entertains North Montgomery. North Vermilion hosting Southmont. Riverton Park at North Central Farmersburg. South Vermilion at Terre Haute North. And later in the week, Riverton Park at Park Heritage. Seager hosting Covington. I believe those are Thursday matches there. That's in high school volleyball. And, of course, the floodgates will open on that the following week. I think, if I'm not mistaken, in my prepping for the schedule, I believe my Thursday, August 28th schedule, I have almost two pages of schedule, and about two-thirds, maybe half to two-thirds of the pages just volleyball. So, volleyball fans, rejoice. Volleyball season is here. So, that will be coming up as well. We will take our time out when we come back. We will check in with Tim Dittman of OSF Healthcare. He'll talk about OSF Health News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition for this week. We've got Eastern Illinois Baseball League action coming up, other items for the week as well. All coming up when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Come feel the earth move. Let the Half Century of Progress show August 21st through the 24th at the Rantoul National Aviation Center. Thousands of pieces of vintage farm equipment will be on display. This is Max Armstrong with a personal invitation to you to see it all. The field demonstrations, corn shelling, bean combining, the field tillage, static displays of equipment on more than 400 acres of farmland. at 100 acres of concrete. This year's show will feature 100 years of Caterpillar with vintage bulldozers, crawlers, and much more. Don't miss the tractor pulls on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Parade of Power. Each day, Friday through Sunday, enjoy the live entertainment and unique vendors. Everything about this year's show is big, even the flag. Gates open at 7 each morning. Visit halfcenturyofprogress.com for more information. 4 days of power at the Half Century of Progress, the largest working vintage farm show in America, August 21st through the 24th in Rantoul, Illinois.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, at the WITY radio app presented by ServPro Vermilion County. Chad back with you, and the Eastern Illinois Baseball League wrapped up their season last weekend, and this the Buckley Dutch Masters again on top of the heap. They weren't the best of the regular season, but they were the best when it counted to hoist that trophy at the end of the year. They defeated Royal Saturday by a count of 6-5, the best of three series. Only went two games because Buckley defeated Royal in the second game on Sunday, 10-5. The Buckley Dutch Masters are your 2025 EI League Tournament champions. Congratulations to them. And so they will, they end the season. Then they'll look forward to next summer when the 2026 season fires off. But you had the final standings for the season, Royal Giants 13-5. Buckley 12-5, Paxton 11-6, Danville 4-14, Arcola 2-12. So that puts a coda on that. We got some other things to dive into here, other items for the week. First of all, let's dive in with Post 210 wrapping up their 2025 season. Already looking ahead to 2026. And they named the players for their 2026 Post 210 senior squad. They, I see here, the font. Aiden Batchelor, Ben Johnson, who is going to take time away from coaching the Bears to do that. Ah, wrong, Ben Johnson. Sorry, Ben. Had to do that. Brant Hobick, Braden Norton, Cole Miller, Cruz Dubois, who just got accolades there. You had Easton Barty, Easton Boland coming back. You have Grady DeVore, Jackson Spicer, Jarius Atkinson, Matthew Darling, Par 5, Pedro Rangel, Wrigley Hart, Ryan Edwards, and Xander Wilson for the seniors next year. Congratulations to the Post 210 juniors as well getting named. That is A.J. Van Camp. Is that Kalen Lehman? Drew Dubois, you have Dayton Dubois, Edzenpile, Yvonne Rodriguez, you have Jordan Winchester, Joseph Smalley. I'm having trouble reading this font. I'm going to have the guy send me this legit so I can get this next week. Ligon Meathy, Liam Ingert, Nico Rangel, you have Ryder Dew, Rylan Moore, Tarnell Young, Tate McLaughlin, Terrence Foreman, and Weston Church. Looks great on the graphic, guys. I'll give you that. But my failing eyesight as I get older in my old age here does not bode well for the font that they have there. Was that Tahoma? Is what it is. Our friends over at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes have a pair of golf outings we want to make sure that you know about. The FCA annual golf outing for Harrison Park and Shawami Country Club coming up. Now, each day you get to spend a day on the greens, help raise money for FCA huddles, camps, and leadership training. Of course, this is so important and near and dear to so many of our athletes out there as their connection not only with community but with God. It allows them, of course, to exude sportsmanship and to have a little bit more of a positive presence on the playing surfaces out there. So no matter what sport that they play, whether that's the court, whether that's the field, whether that's out on the course, what have you.
But each outing includes a round of golf in a four-person scramble format lunch. You get some FCA gear prizes, and then if you do really well, then you have the opportunity to advance to the FCA state golf outing in October, which means more golf, right? Harrison Park, the Harrison Park outing is scheduled for Friday, September 5th. The Shawami Country Club outing is scheduled for Friday, September 12th. Reach out to the folks over at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. If you are interested in participating, they would be very interested in having you be part of that. Don't forget also Hoopsted Area High School. And I need to grab, hold on one second here. I have that on my other sheet that I had over here across the room. There again, it's tough being, transitioning that one-man show for a little bit. My stuff isn't always where it needs to be, and whenever I've got to pull away, I don't have Coach in here filling up the time. Hoopston Area High School continuing to seek nominations for the Hoopston Area High School Athletic Hall of Fame Class of 2026. Now, the mission of the Hoopston Area High School sports, all known as Hoopston Area High School, so if it goes farther back in time and it was one of those feeder schools like East Lynn or Wellington, so on and so forth, they would be all part of that as well. Now, nomination forms for the class of 2026 are due in by October 1st. I know that doesn't seem like a lot of time, and we've been advertising that here for a couple months now, but it's going to come up quicker than what you realize. So don't wait. Nomination forms can be found on the high school website or by contacting Principal Kim Hutzel at Hoopston Area High School's office. The class of 26 induction ceremony currently scheduled for the February 6, 2026 boys high school basketball game during halftime. So, Cornjerker Hall of Fame. There you go. We got a mention that we want to talk about here for our the fact that this just announced this week. And we'll dive into this a little bit more too here. In fact, let's open that box. Schlarman announced this week that just don't have enough players to make it a go. The anticipation was and the excitement was that the Schlarman sports program was building, and they still are. By no means, it's a hiccup in the road of where they were, where they are now, and where they're heading. But numbers came out. They did not have the enough numbers, so they are abandoning the 2025 eight-man football campaign. It's unfortunate. I know that they wanted to make sure that they could get the players out for that. They did not meet the minimum threshold for that. There's still excitement there. They still want to build for the future. Their goal is to get back to 11-man football. You got to be able to sustain eight-man first. Understandable there. But I think also, too, it shows – And I have this conversation with so many other folks. It shows where you have numbers and you're struggling with numbers in certain sports. It shows a couple things. It shows that other sports are strong, and arguably Schlarman does have some strong numbers in some of their other sports. You know that they field a soccer program. They have some of those athletes that participate in tennis and some of the other sports out there. So. We saw last year the basketball numbers are pretty good there. So there is participation. There is young athletes. They've got golf. So there are other options out there. I think in the context of where they're at, and then knowing too that the enrollment falls off because you do have people moving out of the area. You do have enrollment number issues. You know, there's a lot of high schools in the area. So if there's somebody that's not able to make it, and of course, you know, we can go into the whole private school, the certain intricacies with that, with the tuition and whatnot. Nobody wants to hear that. Everybody kind of knows that that's kind of on the table as the variety of reasons of why it hasn't happened. The other side of the coin is what I want to focus on, and that is the encouragement of a program that's once proud and has these concerns, and knowing that it's okay. You know, we talked about the rise in boys golf earlier. We talked about the rise in girls golf earlier. And the student athletes out there and what they gravitate to and what they look forward to. Let's face it, across the board, football not as popular as maybe even what it was to play. I mean, obviously, the spectator sport part of it is at an all-time fever pitch. But to participate in, tougher. Those numbers just aren't what they used to. Eight-man program. They ultimately had to take the turn. And the reason I think they took the turn is going to be a lot different than the schools up here, Milford and Schlarman, obviously battling enrollment numbers. And Martinsville's always been a small school. I think and geographically speaking, they are a little bit of a disadvantage because they share a county with Casey, Westfield, and Marshall. So they got Martinsville proper, which is 1,300 people, and then they have some of the countryside, but quite a bit of the countryside that they share is folks going to Casey, Westfield, folks going to Marshall, and then to the north, they've got folks that are going and participating in sports up at Tri-County, because I believe part of the clip of the most northern part of Clark County, northwestern Clark County, I think would be a member of Kansas High School, possibly, and then of course that would send athletes over to Tri-County as part of that co-op. Where it's at with Martinsville is that they, of course, wanted to sustain, but they found themselves in a position where they were out of a conference. The conference Rochambeau that we've seen teams take in the last 20 years, where everybody's vying for better competition, like schools in the way of enrollment. Martinsville bounced around in conferences. They were in a little Illini, then a little Okaw Valley. Little Okaw Valley dissolved in earnest. It still exists in name. There's five schools in it. A couple of those schools co-op. So it became kind of a natural for them to end up going the eight-man route to be competitive, knowing that they're going to have to travel. They're going to have to do that. And combating some of those numbers that they had, they're in the mid-2000s when they were only putting 16, 18 guys on the field to begin with. It made more sense for them, for the sustainability of their program, to go eight-man. Change it up a little bit. Take some of the onus off the guys in the middle, because that's what you're doing with eight-man. It's a speed game. You don't have that meat in the middle like you do with some of the bigger sports or with the 11-man. So that's that. So, we'll definitely see them take the turn with that there. So, but the hopes are that Schlarman will be able to make that turn too, you know, and what my message to them is definitely keep the spirit with that. We've got OSF, our good buddy Tim Dittman, talking health news you can use, Sports Edition. Let's get to Tim, and then we'll wrap up our Saturday Sports Connection up next.
Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We're checking back with OSF athletic trainer Brittany Delaney for more tips to keep young athletes safe as they resume regular sessions in the weight room. She says to keep your surroundings clean and clear. When you're done with an exercise, clean the equipment and put the weights away. When you're resting, move away from others. Otherwise, athletes could run into each other. When cleaning, use a wet wipe or spray. If using a spray, spray the solution onto a cloth first, not directly onto the equipment. Delaney warns that unclean equipment can lead to a transfer of germs that cause skin rashes and other issues. She also says dress for success, not to impress. Delaney chuckles when she's asked about people going to the gym in blue jeans, sweaters, or Crocs. Those are all bad ideas.
You want to be in something breathable because you're going to be sweating. You'll see at the gym the people that are working out in sweatshirts, and it's super hot in the gym so that they can sweat more. That's not really advice, because you can increase your chances of a heat illness when you're working out. Those type of things do not allow full range of motion when you're doing a certain exercise. So if you can't fully go through the full range of motion, are you truly strengthening that muscle? not as much.
What about listening to music to get into the zone? If you're by yourself, Delaney says that's fine. But if you're in a group, she recommends keeping your ears free of headphones so you can be aware of your surroundings. Not to mention that weightlifting is a camaraderie-building exercise. No headphones mean you can cheer on your teammates. Finally, know your limits. Signs you need to stop include pain, numbness, tingling, or range of motion issues. If you have those, talk to the adult in the room. And know the signs of cardiac arrest, shortness of breath, lightheadedness or dizziness, nausea, heart palpitations, or a racing heartbeat, and also chest tightness and loss of pulse. And know where the AED is if someone does suffer cardiac arrest. That's healthcare news you can use for this week, Sports and Wellness Edition. I'm Tim Dittman. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Thank you, Tim. Tim Dittman joining us here for OSF Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. We'll have the new edition every week. If you missed it, we'll have it online, not only with our playback of our Saturday Sports Connection under that podcast, but also under the OSF healthcare section that we'll have online, along with the other news you can use, the regular edition that we air during the week. Well, as I mentioned at the top of the program, we've got high school football broadcast coming up this season. We'll dive through that here once again. The schedule is out for us. We will have that posted online this week, as I believe we're going to lock it in. nonetheless, though, if you have a business or know somebody that would be interested in having their business support our sports, make sure that you have them get a hold of us here at the station. Love to be able to work with those local businesses, not only to shine on our local athletes, but to get them that exposure they need as well. We open coming up on Friday, August 29th. That's just 13 days away down in Georgetown, Ike Birch Field, Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman hosting Watsika. And all these anticipated to be 7 p.m. kickoffs here in the regular season, Friday evenings. The following week, week two, we'll be up at Hoopston for Salt Fork and Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac. Big battle week three, at least in the context of the VVC, Westville hosting Moments. That is on September 12th. September 19th, we make our, it's up in the northern part, BHRA hosting Iroquois West. That's September 19th. September 26th, Oakwood's homecoming against Westville. Got to Oakwood back on week six on the road up at Hoopston for Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac. Week seven should be a good one there. Westville hosting Watsika. That's October 10th. October 17th. Week 8 BHRA at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. We end up week 9 with a battle we've done for a couple of years now. Salt Fork hosting Clifton Central. Should be a good one there over in Catlin. Now, of course, we'll have our playoff pairing show coming up on Saturday, October 25th. Diving into the playoffs on Halloween weekend there and see how far we can get some of these local teams heading. That wraps us up once again here for the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app, courtesy of your friends at Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. WITY.